All right, everyone, welcome in to season 3 of the Charge Running Podcast. I am Coach Justin Horniker, here with Coach Donovan to kind of be your tour guide through season 3. Coach Donovan, how are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to see where this journey is going to go ahead. And yeah, my name is Coach Donovan Stewart, and one of the charge coaches as well as with you.
So Donovan, I thought we could do a little bit of an introduction and then kind of from there venture into Global Running Day and kind of what running community means to us. But I guess first question, how did you get into running and what got you into coaching from there?
So when I was younger, I was one of those active kids, always moving. And I was in an after school race one day. Someone picked up a handful of rocks as I was running, threw them at me, hit me in the eye. And I had an eye injury, obviously, and it happened while I was running. And my doctors told me I can never do sports again. I can't do any type of sports except run. So, all right, I have a lot of energy. Let me pick up running. I was invited to be on a track and field team. I've never even heard of track and field. And that was over 10 years ago. I've been running just about every day since.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, it's a sport for life. You get the bug. Eventually you get the bug. I always tell the story of it took me a while to really find my love for running. I started running in junior high because my 8th grade math teacher was also the high school cross country coach at the high school I would go to. And so I just started running because I felt like it would keep me in shape for basketball. And I like being like somewhat good at something, but the way that we practice, like everything, you're always working like way too hard. And I don't know, I just could never find the joy of it because we were like racing every run and everything like that. But running opens a lot of doors. And for me, it opened the chance to be a college athlete. Then I got to college, had a little bit better coaching that taught me about easy running and that you can just go out there and run some days. And that's when I kind of fell in love with running, and the rest of it is history from there.
Yeah, I was definitely the same when I was younger. It was either run all out or don't run at all.
Yeah. And like for me, I don't know, like that definitely was a paradigm shift in just like my mentality for running. Cause like I thought that every run was supposed to feel terrible, and that's what made you good at being in the sport. But you know, I would later find out that running would be a good way to like meditate a bit, a good way to just get out there and move the legs and get into like a state of flow almost when you're running. So, all right, Donovan, you're running every day now. What then got you from being a runner, an everyday runner, to getting into coaching?
When I was in high school on the track and field team, I've never even heard of.
Yeah.
My teammates told me, they're like, oh, one day you're going to become a coach. The way you talk to us and help us out, it really helps. And it's really supportive and keeps us encouraged. Because for me, running was a way to make friends. It was good friends, quality friends.
Yeah.
And especially in high school, you need that. So when I was asked to join this team, I started helping out a lot of the younger athletes. By the time I was a junior in high school, I started talking to the freshmen and helping them out and teaching them how to do drills and teaching them everything that I knew from being on track and field. So they always told me, oh, you're going to become a coach. So then I had that seed planted and it stuck with me. I went to college, got a degree in nutrition and exercise science, and I knew I wanted to be a coach. I wanted to support athletes in becoming the best version of themselves. So I'm originally from New York and had the opportunity to work on Wall Street as a personal trainer. And because being in New York, there's a New York City Marathon and I have a running background, I naturally was molded into becoming a marathon coach and helping people finish the New York City Marathon. So that's what got me into it. Just high school friends telling me one day you're going to become a coach. And I was like, all right, that sounds good to me.
And now you're in. Do you prefer marathon coaching? What's kind of your favorite run, your favorite race distance to like coach people for?
I would say my favorite way or favorite type of run to coach people for is the obstacle course races. Because
a little bit different.
It's a little different. And if you could do a hard obstacle course race, you can most likely have the mentality for the marathon.
Yeah.
And it requires a certain type of strength, a certain type of determination mentally, not physically, but mentally to complete an obstacle course race. And then that mentality could easily carry into a marathon or vice versa. I feel like if you do a hard obstacle course race or a hard marathon, your life is going to change forever.
Yeah, there's something that I say it a lot that like running in general is analogous to life, but especially like marathon training, obstacle course training, like that opens up some things in you that you might not have known you had before.
Yeah.
It's fun. This will be fun, Donovan, because me and you come from like slightly different backgrounds, because I came from more, you come from more of the marathon side of things, and I come from more of the kind of like short to mid distance. That was my original coaching, was mid distance runners. I was very much a 800 mile guy in high school. In college, I ran the mile, the 3K, sometimes the 5K, but I was very much in that sweet spot of like, I was a miler. And my first job in coaching was, I was sticking around for a fifth year. I had some outdoor eligibility left, but nothing for cross country or indoor track and field. And for those of you who are not familiar in NCAA, you get 4 years of eligibility, but you can use that in kind of a 5 year increment. So I took a year off of college in general. So I had a year of eligibility throughout my different sports, which is a story for a different time. But so that led me, you know, something to do during cross country and indoor season. And that something to do was to coach the middle distance runners who weren't running cross country, and then coach the steeplers who needed that extra steeple practice through the fall. So that was my initial coaching. And that is kind of what I love. From there, just working with adults who were working, had busy lives and needed that like little extra edge in marathon training or half marathon training, or wanting to be a faster 5K. And that's kind of what we do at Charge, right? It's the whole, that's the whole deal.
Well, check this out. My background in running, I started off as a sprinter.
Okay.
I did 60 meter, 100 meter, 200, and 400. So how I got into marathon running is because of the fact that I lived in New York City.
Yeah.
And everyone does that. So when you think run, you think New York City Marathon. And I had no inclination of doing anything long distance. I was like, I do my quarter mile and I'm happy. So yeah, anything for years, anything long distance, I would have my clients go out and do their 20 mile runs, 25 mile runs. And I never did it. I didn't do it. I'm fine. I like my quarter miles.
Yeah. What was it like coaching runners through that marathon without kind of having that like personal experience? Do you like it better now after you've kind of done it more yourself, or what was your, like, what was your thought process there?
It was a lot of research. It was a lot of research and learning about run culture and the history of running. And that made it interesting because I've never done it. I had no interest of doing a marathon, but learning about how cultures, their communities were based off of running, their eating habits were based off of running, and their games were based off of running. And it wasn't necessarily a task to complete. It was, we're just going to hang out and do something together. And it just turns out to be a long run. And that started to pique my interest a little bit more. And when I had my clients and my athletes go out for these longer runs, I would make it an event for them. I would make it not just a run, but it's a party for when you're like, when you're done with your 20 mile run today on Saturday, I want you to go out and just go to your favorite bar or meet up with your best friends and celebrate the fact that you just did it. And I had all my athletes design, plan, and prepare for their post race with their friends and family, because running, it's a tribe to me. And that's what really sparked my interest to get into the longer distance runs, because sprinting, it's a lonesome sport, I feel, or at least my history of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Track, like in general, I don't know, distance running always seems like more of a community. Not that sprinting isn't, but you know, you're going out for a run and you're running with someone for an hour or more. My college teammate who I did like every single run with, I still talk to you like almost every day, because there's just that like connection of you've been out there suffering with this person, and like that's the person that helped take you to the end, to the finish line. And like, I don't know, there's definite like undying bonds there for someone that you've gone through those runs with.
Absolutely. It's I think you said it best just now, like that suffering, that pain that you yeah. have with someone to grow, you build, it's a very unique connection that runners have because of that. And I feel like with sprinting, we had our crew, our sprinting crew, but it was just something different. And I look at all the distance runners from my team back in New York, and they're still all connected. They still all hang out. Whereas the sprinters, they diverged into their life and carried on into whatever they do. And now I'm connected with my distance team, and I talk to them every once in a while. And now I'm doing what they do just a couple years later.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you might experience this too, Donovan. I always feel like running, especially when you're kind of like moving to a new place. Like I moved from St. Louis to Kansas City about 4 years ago, and like running was one of the things that like brought me together with my first set of friends here that, you know, I didn't know from St. Louis. And like, it's kind of nice to have that built in thing in common with people.
Yeah, seriously. I moved from New York to LA.
Yeah.
And the run community in New York is very unique. It's very community based. And LA is a different type of city. And when I moved, I felt comfort in running. It really brought me home. And I've traveled as well. And one thing that I loved when I traveled was that running community. When you're on the road and you're running, you could just give a little head nod or a smile.
Like two finger wave. That's my favorite. Like the
yeah. And it makes you feel just a little bit more like home, no matter where you are. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah. So we wanted to center this episode around community, because we have Global Running Day coming up, which we are hosting in the Charge Running app. A little shout out there. But Global Running Day is kind of designed as that community-based event to go out for a run with your running group, to, you know, remember what running has given to you. Donovan, not to put you on the spot, but if you were to just describe like what running means to you, what would you say to that?
To me, running is connection with myself. And so what I was gifted and have the ability to do. So it's stress relief. Obviously it's fitness, but I don't view it like that. It's a moment for me to learn what's happening inside of my body, my mind and body. And it gives me time to just get away from all the nonsense, all the technology of it all. And it's a unique feeling that I love and try to take advantage of as much as possible.
Yeah. It's a good mental reset. That's like, I kind of use it most on like days where I'm feeling overly anxious or I just need to get my head out of the fog, like go for a run and you instantly feel better. Like the next hour, it's a whole different day to just start over, to reset.
Yeah. And I 100% agree with that. And one thing that I really think running has done for me is, I mentioned it, it creates community. It creates tribe. I think running, yeah. When I think runner, I think of a group of people. No matter where you are in the world, everyone knows how to put one foot in front of the other. And you don't have to speak the same language, but we could have a little run meetup and do, everyone knows what a 5K is, and go out and run a 5K.
Right. Yeah. I love those runs. Like I used to host some beer runs here in Kansas City where you go for a run, you stop at a brewery, like that's your post run meeting place. So like you go to the run and you might not know anyone ahead of time, but by the time you're done and you're drinking with someone at the brewery, it's like, all right, now I've got a new friend for life.
Seriously. And running has created that. And the fact that we have the opportunity to connect globally now through running is so unique, especially on, we have coming up June 2nd, Global Running Day.
That's my favorite thing. You just hit on something that's my favorite thing about coaching at Charge. It's like you go into a run and there's someone running from LA, there's someone running from New York, sometimes there's someone in Europe, And it's like, all right, I am now coaching people who are running together from throughout the world. And it's bringing people together through the universal language of running, as you put it, Donovan. And it's one of my favorite things in the world. Nothing makes me happier in life.
Yeah, it's especially us being coaches,
yeah,
to know that we have people internationally doing the same work. It's so unique and inviting to anyone, I believe.
Yeah. So one of our goals with this podcast in general, with season three that we're starting off, we wanted to keep this episode a little bit shorter as an introduction to us, who we are. So now that you're along for the ride, you know what to expect. But we do want to highlight community. We want to highlight our community and just the issues and things that we need to talk about more, that we need to celebrate more just in our community in general. Donovan, what's something that we can look forward to? What are some things that you want to talk about in these next 10 to 20 episodes of the podcast?
Really looking forward to, one, learning what a runner is for other people, and coming up that community aspect. We've created such a wide and broad community for people, and I believe it's going to give an opportunity for them to speak up and share what running means to them and what's been created through running and get to know other people's mind. I think that's what I'm really looking forward to for what we have lined up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going over that with you, Donovan. But, you know, we all come from like slightly different places. We come from different backgrounds, different starting points, and just seeing like where along that journey we can find that common ground is always fun for me.
Yeah, the common ground, put one foot in front of the other.
Right.
It's so unique. It's like you started in junior high, I started in high school, and everyone has different starting points. And I know some people, their starting point is a lot later in life, or it might even be on Global Running Day because their friend invited them to come join charge. For instance, we have Meb joining us on Global Running Day. We have invite your friend run, so anyone could join in, and they could be anywhere in the world to join in and have some fun with us.
Yeah. And that's the prime motive, is just getting out there, having fun, putting one foot in front of the other, and just speaking to what we've been speaking to today. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I appreciate you folks listening in. Depending on where you're listening, you can subscribe to the Charge Running YouTube page. You can follow us at Charge Running on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok, everywhere that you might want to see more of me and Donovan's beautiful faces. Donovan, is there anything you want to say before we sign off?
Absolutely. We all have the opportunity to go out there and do something big, big with our legs, and one foot in front of the other. It's one of my favorite things. It doesn't need to be a mile, but just going out there and doing what you got to do to charge on.
Yeah. Thank you again, everyone, so much for listening to episode 1 of season 3 here with Coach Justin Horniker, Coach Donovan Stewart, taking over where Coach Larry left off. We hope to have him back for an episode here in the near future, along with other Charge coaches, members of our Charge running community, and members of the running community that we just adore so much. Before I send you away, I want to kind of talk about some things we have going on in the Charge running app this week. We will be hosting with Generation UCAN a free run in the app for Global Running Day, a free 5K. You can sign up via Generation UCAN. I will post that link down below if you are interested. If you haven't tried the app out before and you want to give it a shot, it's a perfect opportunity. All right. Well, we will talk to you next week. Charge on.